Whitley, what is happening?
Well, what's been happening is that the summer started early in the southeast and is ending late in the northwest. And that creates a problem because there's a terrific imbalance, or has been, between cold air coming down from the northwest and warm air pouring up off the Gulf of Mexico across the southeast parts of the Midwest and into the mid-Atlantic states. And you get something like that, and you're going to have an explosive situation. And this year, it has been just exceptionally powerful. Now, right now, the jet stream, which has been moving much farther to the south than normal, has begun to move northward. So the southeastern and central United States, the mid-Atlantic states, what they can expect now is hot, humid weather, but not necessarily any more than localized thunderstorms, none of these big supercells, unless a cold front coming in from the West Coast, from the Pacific Northwest, should push the jet stream back down again and repeat this. Actually, we wouldn't expect to see it occur again until the fall, and if last summer is any indication, and what's happened so far this summer is any indication, what we might be seeing is a very dangerous situation developing again around September, October, because that air coming up from the Gulf Stream is going to be very, very hot at that point. And if the Pacific Northwest cold fronts are as aggressive in the fall as they have been in the spring, it's going to be explosive again.
Yeah, we could have one of those treacherous years this year, Whitley.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if we can sustain much more of this. What do you think?
Well, we're going to. We are in a very complicated situation. Big picture, the climate is changing. It is
drastically.
Well, eventually it will be drastic, yes. The scenario for climate change is setting up. If you look at a picture of the Gulf Stream, the way it is, the flow of the Gulf Stream, which is created in a schematic that's available on the internet from a scientific organization now, and what it was like, say, in 2004 on the same day, the difference is really startling. You can't see the eastern half of it. It's gone. It's still flowing, but it's flowing so weakly that it's now completely below the surface. Whereas in 2003, 2001, 2004, it was very visible across the whole North Atlantic. Now, that's happening. The other thing that's happening is north of there in the Arctic Ocean last summer, there was a great deal of melt in polar melt in in the North Polar Cap, and a lot more melt of glaciers in Greenland than anyone expected or even dreamed possible. The result is there's a big bolus of fresh water in the Arctic Ocean that's hanging there. Now, if there is another ultra-warm Arctic summer, then that's going to get big enough to begin to move south. And when it does, the Gulf Stream will stop entirely. Because the temperature differential, I won't go into the explanation of why it will happen, but trust me, it will. And there's another thing taking place, and that is, I'll give you an example of it. Last September, Russian scientists observing the Siberian tundra via satellites noticed that a lot of the lakes that were just beginning to freeze over appeared to have large bubbles under the ice.
Bubbles?
Bubbles hanging under the ice, trapped under the ice, gas of some sort. They thought they knew what it was, and it was pretty scary, so they got out there. And even before they had the instruments that were following them had been bought to test exactly what this gas was. One of them broke the surface and pushed down on the ice, forcing some of the gas out from under the surface, and he found he could light it with a match. It was methane. bubbling up in massive quantities.
That's not a good sign.
No. Methane is the most powerful greenhouse gas there is. It's something like 30 times more powerful. I could be wrong about that number.
And you know what? There are no plants in Siberia. There are no cars up there in Siberia.
It's what's in the tundra.
That's right.
And it's under the ocean. There are vast frozen methane hydrates under the Arctic Ocean. But they don't freeze at the same temperature ice does. They freeze at about 48 degrees. And that water is just hanging just above that temperature right now. And if it should drop below, and those methane hydrates will release their methane, then we're going to have a situation very similar to the situation that develops before climate change takes place, the situation Art and I outlined in Superstorm and that was repeated in The Day After Tomorrow. And, you know, we were laughed at on the Today Show by Matt Lauer. But a few years later, scientists in Germany analyzing cores from ancient lakes in northern Germany found that the climate had changed completely at the beginning of a period called the Younger Dryas about 14,000 years ago in just 30 days.
I bet they wouldn't be laughing today, Whitley.
I don't know about Matt Lauer. He'd probably still be laughing because I'm quite sure this is going to surprise him a lot if it happens, God forbid, during his lifetime. But the scientists aren't laughing anymore, no. It can happen very quickly. And, you know, we can sort of see the power of the weather. Like, I go on the internet and I see all these things saying, oh, it's all being done by HARP, by that government.
Right, being manipulated, sure.
Excites the ionosphere. And I think to myself, gosh, they don't really understand at all what's going on because they think that weather systems function like fires. In other words, you just need a little match and you can set the whole thing on fire. But that's not how they work. You got to move a whole lot of air and keep it moving. It doesn't move itself. So you need absolutely extraordinary amounts of energy to do these things. The energy that was expended by those storms that have done so much damage across the southeast in this spring is almost unimaginable. It's far more energy than can be expended by the whole United States in a matter of years. It's not if you could have some kind of an instrument that could cause weather like that to happen, we would have to have gigantic power stations doing it. It's not possible. It just isn't possible. So it is a climactic issue. It is not something being done by somebody nefarious. Indirectly, it is being done by us because the human emissions of carbon dioxide are bound to have sped the process up. But it is a process that has repeated, I think, as much as 12 times in the past 3 million years.